Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
AKA Little Miss Red Riding Hood. AKA Sue, AKA fucking Blood Gang. What are we talking
about? She didn't know I was wearing my robe. I just told her, because she had something to do before this. And I was like, yeah, I'm not getting cute. I literally just got off a 6-hour flight. I've been gone for almost 2 weeks. It's just too much.
Just got off a 6-hour flight? I thought you got off at like 1 o'clock.
No, I didn't get home until like fucking 5.
And oh, really?
I had shit to do. Yes. Live damn near 2 hours from the damn airport.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? And then they make it so hard. Well, you got an UberX.
Yeah, I'm not taking no damn bus.
I've taken the bus sometimes.
I've taken it before.
I've taken the bus before because when UberX be tripping like that $350 one time, I was like, I'm not about to do all of that. Yeah. I will hop on that shuttle bus real quick.
I hate flying into LAX because it's just like too damn much to even get home.
To be such a metropolitan major area, our airport, I feel like, is the worst.
Yeah.
And honestly, our mall, what's it called? The Beverly Hills Mall don't have shit. Beverly Center don't have shit. LAX is not a cool like airport. Like other airports be way cooler.
Yeah, they're like working on it, but it's just still how far it is and just how annoying it is like freaking annoying. But yeah, I've been gone for a while. I left.
But before we get into all that Sue gang shit, yo, so our tickets for the live show, our first live show of 2025 is coming up. We are almost sold out. So literally get your tickets while they're hot right now. It's Arizona, February 23rd, 2025.
Scottsdale, Arizona,
2025. You do not want to miss this. We have updated stuff on our Patreon. We are actually having a photo shoot to promote tomorrow. We have a photo shoot for that tomorrow, and we are going to be filming behind the scenes content.
Yes. Sorry. Go.
Look, I took my heels off and put on my slides.
Oh yeah, you trying to get like me, huh?
But yeah, so we're filming behind the scenes content. There's some new footage. There's some new video footage up there right now for y'all to go check out and see. We're going to be dropping some merch soon. It's going to be a lot going on. So in the 2025, we are on it, you guys. And I know y'all are ready to be on it with us. So the link will be, I don't think we put
we're
the
gonna
link
put
up
one
there.
Right here.
Link right here. Link down
link
here.
Link down here.
The link will be in the description. Yeah. Link will be in our bios. The links are on our websites, behindthelikespodcast.com. Mm-hmm. So yeah, check it out. And new dates coming soon. Oh, actually, we got a date for New York as well.
Let's announce it.
We don't have the ticket. Yeah, though, the ticket thing. Yeah. Oh, wait. We can, actually. The ticket for New York will be up as well today when you're watching this.
And what is the day for New York?
Drum roll. Kaden, give us a drum roll. Shit, I forgot.
I was hoping you knew. Wait, we got to check our messages.
Wait, no. I'm crying. I was like...
I was hoping you remembered.
Insane. Hold on.
It's freaking... Oh, my goodness. Hold on. It's just too many dates.
March 7th, because March 7th, 2025.
New York.
Have your tickets ready for New York City, you guys.
We're thinking New York is probably going to be our littest show because so many of our viewers are in New York.
Yes, they really are.
Fingers crossed.
So we are excited. So yes. You got to get these tickets while you can, baby.
Yes, y'all. So go ahead and check that out. We're doing the shoot tomorrow. And then, you know, we're going to have like more of like real rollout. We've just been telling you guys kind of ahead of time as it comes and whatever. But, you know, obviously we're going to do a whole photo shoot how we did before, announce it like on our page and like do that and like blah, blah, blah. So
stay tuned.
Yes.
All right. So finish about your week.
Oh, sorry. What did I say?
You said that you had just got off a flight.
Oh, no. It's just been too much. Okay, so do you want me to just start with my whole week?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so whatever. I had came back here for literally less than a day to film, pack, and go to Florida. So film, packed, went to Florida, and I was going to go get out of LA and then also help my friend with surgery because my homegirl was getting lipo.
Such a good friend.
Yes, and keep in mind, y'all, the whole situation with the lipo was actually insane. I'm going to just say where she went because it doesn't matter. Because they were so unprofessional. Like, she went to Dr. William in Miami. And I'm not going to say her name or anything. But just seeing how he treated her as a patient, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I would never get work done by this man. Keep in mind, his results are good. But I'm like, the way he was treating her and how unorganized the whole situation was and like what they were telling her for aftercare and what they weren't telling her for aftercare. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, if you were my doctor, like, I would be pissed, you know?
They just treated her like just another number?
Oh, yeah. No, treated her like a chop shop, like straight up. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, didn't have any of her information for, like, days before the surgery. Didn't even give her the surgery time for the day of the surgery. And then on the day of the night before her actual surgery, they call and say, oh, actually, we have to push you back a day. Keep in mind, we're in a whole different state. Like, mm-hmm. we could have had to change our flight, extend the room, like do hella shit that would have costed money, you know? And then like didn't have any surgical coordinator that we could get directly in contact with. Even after surgery, it was hella hard to get in contact with people. They over there telling her, oh yeah, you can take as much Tylenol as you want. You cannot take as much Tylenol as you want. You're supposed to only take 4,000 milligrams of Tylenol every day. Like just wasn't like was not doing what they were supposed to do. So anyway, so like the whole situation was that was on the day of her surgery that they gave us, like whatever, when they finally gave her the surgery, we had to check out of the hotel that we were at. And mm-hmm. I was going to go check us into an Airbnb while she was in surgery. Mm-hmm. So I'm like packing up our stuff. I'm like, cool. I got, you know, a few hours, da da da, whatever. And, I get a call hella soon, like, oh, she's already done. So she was in and out that bitch in like an hour and a half. And I was like, yo, that's crazy as fuck. So I'm like, okay, let me rush, go drop these bags off at this Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, she found the Airbnb, but like quickly kind of, like whatever. So I go drop the bags off at the Airbnb. I don't look around in the Airbnb, pick her up from surgery. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like,
oh, so she got the Airbnb.
Yeah, she got she the initially Airbnb. Got it. Yeah, she got the first Airbnb. Uh-huh. So, that's a whole nother story. That was a whole complicated situation in itself. So anyways, I go pick her up from surgery and I'm like, oh my God, like I feel like I'm kind of in over my head. Like I'm not realizing how much work this is. Like keep in mind, mm-hmm. like when I've had surgery, my mom is taking care of me. My mom is a freaking RN. So like she don't bat an eye to shit, you know? But I am not an RN. I am not realizing how much work it is because my mom was never complaining. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so like she was never like, oh my God, I'm scared. Like, are you okay? So, bro, I pick her up. First of all, she's brown skin. She is white. Pale as a, her lips are white. Her body's white.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I know she lost hella blood. So I'm like, okay, I got to take her to this Airbnb. I got to walk her up these stairs because the Airbnb had hella stairs, bro. I'm telling you, she almost passes out walking upstairs. You might, I'm like, hold on to me. Please do not drop. Because if you drop, it's like bad. She's like leaking blood. Like it's just fucking crazy. So, bro, finally get her upstairs into the bed, into the Airbnb. She's crying tears, like in so much pain, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, finally I can look around this Airbnb real quick. Bro, I'm going to insert a photo of this Airbnb. This Airbnb was disgusting.
Yeah, the picture you sent me was like, oh no, up out of there.
Disgusting. Keep in mind, my friend is in the other room on her deathbed, bro, leaking blood, like literally on her deathbed. I'm like, I don't know how this is gonna happen, but
she just got lipo, right? Not a full BBL.
And just lipo, but lipo is still hella intense.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, bro, and I can't have my friend in some dirty ass environment when she just got surgery. Like, I'm not about to have you get no damn infection. You want to be comfortable,
yeah.
It was disgusting. Like, can't even sit on the couch. And then keep in mind, we were supposed to stay in the Airbnb for 5 days. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, ain't no way we stay in here for 5 days, bro. Yeah. So I find us another Airbnb, whatever. Shit's hella freaking expensive, but I'm like, you know what, let's just do it. I have to pack up all our shit because like at that point I had to like take stuff out to like
she put, can't move
put like put puppy pads on the bed for her, like do shit. So I'm having to repack. I had a grocery order delivered, so I got groceries, all our bags, and then her not able to walk, not able to move, about to pass out, about to die. Call an Uber because we don't have nobody to come get us, nobody to help us, nobody to nothing. I have to pack up the freaking car with all this shit. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, I got to get her now. Like, I got to get her and, like, get her in the car. Bro, I'm trying to walk her down these stairs. She almost passes out down the stairs. She's like, I'm about to pass out. Jesus. She's breathing like this.
Oh, my God.
Like, crying and breathing like. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, are you about to literally like die. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't remember how I was, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, sit down, scoot your butt down the stairs. Like, you just go one by one, like sit down and just like go.
Damn, she
like
didn't this. Even think when she booked that Airbnb that she would have right, to even do right. all that with those stairs and stuff.
So I got her scooting down the stairs on her butt, bro.
Not like a little baby.
Trail of blood down the stairs. Like, I'm talking like she's leaking fluids, blood, like all this shit. Bro, finally get her to the other Airbnb, and then finally we could chill. And I was just like, oh my God. But like, it was just so scary.
The intro to it. The first day doing having to do the all of that is a lot to take crazy. On. Yeah, that's
it's like
a lot
you're supposed to just go straight home and lay down, yeah. bro. And I'm over here like trying to make sure that she's okay. Cause like, I know how hard that shit is. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how taxing it is. But whatever, that happened. And then I pretty much was just in the house with her for like 5 days. And then finally, when she was starting to feel a little better, I like linked up with an old friend or whatever.
A little link up, a little linky situation. A little link up. How was that?
It was really good. It was really good. So I linked up with somebody from my past. I'm not going to say too many details, but it was good. And I'm just trying to be in a place of like, I'm not going to lie. I want to get back with my ex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get back with my ex. Like, I can't even, I don't know what else to say about it anymore. Like, that's what I want to do.
We all know that.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, you know, we're going to see. We're going to see how it goes. Like, I mean, I don't want to like rush into anything. He doesn't want to rush back into anything. Like, I think that when we did get into a relationship, we did rush. Mm-hmm. Like, we got into a relationship like a month and a half into like even talking. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like just spending time with him, like we haven't seen each other since we broke up. Like we didn't break up in person. We broke up over the phone.
Yeah.
And then like I shipped all his stuff back and like we just never, you know, ran into each other, never nothing. Mm-hmm. So it was like really like a cold turkey ass break.
Really?
And like, withdrawal. I don't know.
Huh? Withdrawals.
It was, mm-hmm. I mean, at the time I was just like, okay, whatever. Like I'm fine. Like it's going to be, you know, it is what it is, because it wasn't like a toxic breakup. Like, mm-hmm. you get what I mean? Like, it just was kind of like, okay, this is what needs to be done. Like, I'm not happy right now and you're not happy right now. Like, so whatever. But I don't know. Like, I really, 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 really did miss him a lot. And like, just even spending time with him, I'm just like, I just respect him so much. And like, I love him so much. And I'm just like, damn, like I kind of fucked up. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I fucked up. I don't know if I fucked up or if I just, you know, it just was meant to happen that way.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Y'all's story can be completely different. It's not like, it probably won't be like a normal story.
Right.
And that's fine. And I think that like you're in a better place to be receptive to him and to be receptive to this type of love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes it takes time to step away from it to be like, oh, this is what I want. And I don't think anything's wrong with that either.
Right.
I think you'll be way more receptive. And I think that like, I mean, I don't know. I could talk about it forever. I am excited.
Yeah, she's very excited. Everybody is. Everybody pretty much is.
Yeah. No, literally.
I mean, I wasn't really like in a place to accept it, like you said. And then also like I've only ever been in toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I was like nitpicking and trying to find things and trying to be like, no, I can't live with that. I can't live with
exactly.
this. But it's like realistically, like taking a step back, like I'm also part of me is like, I need to accept him for who he is.
Exactly.
And like how we are very different people. Like, we're different people, but we're also very similar in ways of like thinking to a certain mm-hmm. extent. Like he's a very logical person and like understanding. And like, I just think he understands how I think. And a lot of people don't understand
which
how
is
I
a
think.
Very, because arguing with somebody about the simple things of your thought process is exhausting.
Yeah, it's like you just don't get where I'm coming from. Like, and that's hard for me to come by. Mm-hmm. Like I, to some people, my way of thinking, it may not make sense to them. But I don't, I mean, I don't know. I hope that we could work it out. I hope we could work through it. I hope we get back together.
Look, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I mean, we're going to, you know, take it slow, take it easy. I'm just like, oh, my God. Hoes are going to come out the woodwork telling me they fucked my man
Don't pay attention to that noise, baby girl.
I mean, I really don't care because it's like whatever.
Yeah, like, y'all weren't together. And it's like, honestly, I feel like this is such an exciting part because it's like we have to remember because we expect people to accept us as we are and we like nitpick every single thing that they do. But we're like, no, but you're supposed to accept me for who I am. And it's just like y'all are both owed that same grace and that same favor. You know,
yeah.
I be having to remember that, you know, sometimes too.
And he, you know, to him, I'm a lot. Like, to him, he even, the like, he said, he was like, you're so funny. Like, I feel like I'm the only person in the world who could really deal with you. Because, like, not, like, in a negative way, but because I was, like, being dramatic about a situation. It was, like, funny more so. But he was, he's just like, you're so funny. Like, you're so dramatic and so extra.
Just
like,
laughing at it.
Yeah.
Like, instead of being, like, that's very key. That's very important. You know, it is.
Yes. Like, even how you, like, had said that little... Well, I think the word analogy, and you were like, you're supposed to have a rock and a star and like whatever. And it's just like, I do feel like he's my rock.
I agree. I really do. As long as like y'all can be on like the same page. Yeah. I really do think it's a good relationship. And you know it's real if y'all left and y'all coming back.
I know.
Yeah,
I mean, we were never beefing though.
Yeah.
You know that. Everybody knows that. So like also, and then also even he had said, he was like, I know we're going to end up getting back together.
Yeah.
Like whatever. And like even
what if this is it?
In my breakup letter, I had wrote in the breakup letter, so I was dramatic. Like, you know, I gotta write a letter.
Breakup letter, bro.
I had put it in his suitcase when I sent all his things back. But in the breakup letter, I was like, I know months down the line, I'm probably gonna be sitting across from some idiot wondering why we couldn't work it out.
You are so melodramatic.
And I was like, you're the only man. Right there. I was like, you're the only man I could see having my children. You're the only man who I would want my sons to be like, whatever. And like the fact that I'm saying that in a breakup letter, that says something. Because usually in a breakup letter, it's like, you really hurt me. You broke my heart. But I'm like, I know you're the one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Tighten
up, bitch. Just kidding.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. We'll see. But yeah, that pretty much was my week. And then I came back today and I had to wake up hella early. Mm-hmm. It was up hella late. So I'm just tired as fuck. Yeah. Was not in first class. Like...
I'm crying.
And then
my day is ruined.
No, my day is ruined, bro. Because look, you don't even understand. I was in like the premium comfort economy, whatever. So it wasn't
which
that
is
bad.
Nice. You yeah, got it wasn't
that.
But
I want to lay down in that long ass flight.
Okay.
To Florida, you know that's 6 hours, bro.
That is not 6 hours.
I want to lay flat.
That's like four.
It's six to Fort Lauderdale. I was going to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh.
But
that don't seem right,
bro. So I'm like in the premium economy, whatever. Keep in mind, I'm like, I'm on JetBlue, bitch. I don't even fly this airline, and they're ghetto. So let's just start there. I have to go to the bathroom, right? So I finally get up after like hour freaking four to go pee. There's somebody in the bathroom for hella long. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, I hope they're not shitting. It's this old ass lady in there, bro. Open up the damn door. It smells like pure shit, butthole.
Old people be like, I don't think they can wash themselves as much as as younger people. So I be feeling like they crevices be really.
She didn't even have any shame. She didn't even have any shame. She just was like, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, you just
she don't give a fuck. She been living this world for a long time. She can stink all she wants. She can pay her dues.
If somebody was walking in after me and I just shit, I would be like, don't go in there.
I'd be like, look,
I'm sorry.
Like you seen that man who got arrested, who got questioned because he was like, I just dropped a bomb.
Oh, God. No, but literally.
It was a dookie.
She did. She literally did. And then I'm like, nah, screw this. I'm going to the first class bathroom because it's right there.
And they were like, ma'am.
No, she literally said, you can't use this bathroom up here. Bitch, I've been like, bridesmaid.
That's probably what I'm saying. Not help me. I'm poor.
I was like, oh, well, the bathroom is really dirty over there. And she was like, okay, well, you can go, I guess. I'm like, don't be treating me like a second-class citizen, bitch. Trump gets inaugurated, bitch, and this how you treating me?
I'm telling you. They coming out the woodworks, covert
coming
racism.
Out the woodwork.
I'm telling you.
I already said that was going to happen. Anyways, continue. You're weak. I'm sorry. I just had to get my week out. What?
I was about to say something about your week again, but I was like, it's fine. I had the absolute most uneventful week ever. Yeah. First of all, I missed you.
I know.
So much.
Rare.
It was very rare.
She does not miss me ever. Literally, never. I don't think she's ever told me I miss you.
No, I'll tell you sometimes. But we talk every single day. We don't have an opportunity to miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it was just a very, like, uneventful week for me, 1,000%. But like, you know, I still did the basic things. I still volunteered. I still did the little things. I still did business stuff. I still still edited all those things. Today, by far, has been the most eventful day that I've had.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, in one singular week. Mm-hmm. I got into a little fender bender.
Oh, yeah. What happened? You didn't even tell me.
So, Miss Maria Gonzalez. No, just kidding.
Is that really
the lady? Yeah, that really was her name.
Oh, my gosh.
It was something like
Maria.
That. It was Maria something. And I'm like, look, I remember that because I was like, oh, look, that's one of my middle names.
Aww.
But, so basically, while I'm on my way, I get my car cleaned in detail because I have to turn my car in like February 23rd because it's a lease, the 4-year lease.
Oh, you're getting rid of it.
It's a lease. Like, yeah, like I don't know what I'm going to do. I still have to decide because it's a lot happening all at once. Mm-hmm. I'm really kind of low key like getting a little like anxiety and stress because sorry. For one, my lease is renewing. My apartment lease is renewing. They trying to charge me an arm and a leg for that.
Right.
My car note. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to go up on my car note. I don't want to go up on this and that. And right. so that is a whole bunch of other stuff. We got this tour going on. I'm planning my friend's bridal shower, which is another thing that has been really stressing me out. It's like
Paris.
It's in Paris. But no, the bachelorette, the bridal shower is actually going to be in New Orleans. Ooh. So it's a lot. Yeah, so it's a lot going on. I'm dealing with a lot of those things. I'm talking to vendors. I'm not only talking to just like one vendor. I'm talking to multiple. I'm talking to videographer. I'm talking to caterers. I'm talking to decoration. Like, it's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing all those things throughout the week as well. And and mind you, our tour stuff as well.
Right.
So it's a lot going on with that. So today I'm driving. After I get my car cleaned and detailed, because Charlie peed in it. Remember?
She did?
She peed in it from when we were evacuating from
which
the
fires.
Which
we did a vlog on if you guys want to watch
we
it.
We did vlog
it was
on.
Funny.
It is in Patreon. It is actually pretty funny. It's on our Patreon right now. Very real time, very real moments. So go check that out. But yeah, so on the way home, Charlie had peed in the carrier. And the carrier, if you know anything about cat piss.
Spilled. Oh yeah, that shit
stinks. It stinks. Like, and I didn't realize how much you would put up with for the one you love. Because I'm like, I got to throw my car away at this point. Like, I can never throw my cat away. But I'm like, it just stinks. So I got my car detailed, whatever. On my way to get my nails done. The nail guy, nail tech, calls me. And it's just like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, literally. So I'm answering my phone. And he's like, can you come like a little later, like 30 minutes? I'm like, come later. So I'm looking. I'm making sure the lady, like she stops at like the turn, go on the right, red light, the right on the red.
Yeah.
Stop. So I'm thinking she's about to, like, you make that one little stop. No cars are coming. Right. I'm already looking there. I'm thinking she's about to head out and go. So she goes like quickly and then she abruptly stops again.
So I literally
rear
end
her.
Your fault.
My fault. All my fault. So I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, God damn it, I just got into a wreck. And he's just like, Huh? What? What did you say? He's like, Oh no.
Oh my God.
So one thing leads to another. Me and her get out. She speaks barely any English.
Should have had me there. I would have translated.
Oh. Duolingo, she'd be like, and so like I automatically be like, she comes out and she's just like, and I'm like, body, are you, like, she's like, and I'm like, body, are you okay? I just want to make sure you're okay. She's this sweet little old lady, which is so cute. So
you should have said, tu bien?
Tu bien.
Are you good?
Me bueno.
I think that's right. Tell me if that's right, y'all. I think it is.
Mi amo shy. That's all I know. That's all I know. And then so we're talking, we exchange stuff. She calls her son and he's like, what happened? Literally.
That's how he sounded? He's a YN.
He's literally a YN. He's like, what happened? He was like, she abruptly stopped, huh? He was like, she stopped. He was like, yeah. So he was like, so I'm like, we can go through insurance. We can do whatever you want to do. Blah, blah, blah. Mind you, I didn't even realize.
Your insurance is expired.
Yes.
Damn.
He was like, nah, I ain't trying to go through insurance. I was like, by all means. Yes. She also didn't have her license. And I'm like.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
It's a whole situation. So I should have offered them. Like, I should have been like, here's $500.
Was the car really messed up?
No. You didn't see it in my clusters. Neither one of it was messed up. Like her car isn't messed up bad. And my car, I am more upset about my car because I got to turn my car in. So now I got to see. Like, I got to, like, really, like, scrub
it
down.
But it would have been more, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So,
actually, I don't know.
Yeah, no. So it's just, like, it was that. And then so I go to the nail salon. The nail tech come outside and, like, looking at my car, feeling bad. It was like, I'm like, it wasn't
your
fault.
Can I get my nails done for free?
I did.
Ah!
He literally told me, he was just like, you know, I feel bad. And I'm that's like, nice. And I was like, look, ain't my birthday coming up? It's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, your birthday is coming
up. Yeah, we're talking about all type of stuff in there. And so he's just like, I got a guy if you want to check it out. Like, I'm like, no, I'm good. So he got me my nails for free. And I'm being I'm being classy and sassy, lady.
I'm about to get my extra nails back, too. I've been loving these, but somebody called me ghetto the other day, so.
Maybe if you could just like a white tip, maybe.
I like the long on my little fat fingers.
So
the red for me, I've been obsessed with red lately.
No, I love a good red. Yeah. It gives me festive. So yeah, that was that. And then from there, I didn't realize. So I filmed Heather's podcast, Safe to Say, today.
Which is why she looks cute.
Which is why I look this way. So if you see her episode, I am not recycling clothes, even though it is normal to do. We filmed today. And I don't know when her episode is going to drop, but we were just talking away, girl. We were talking for like 2 hours.
I would have been done.
No, literally. That's the ongoing joke, y'all, on our Patreon. where I'd be like, anything for 2 hours is
winners. Too much.
But like we talked, and I was like, I left. I was like, I don't know what's been up with me lately, but I've just been like jibber jabbing in a way. Like even right now, I'm just going 100 miles a minute.
I'm loving it.
I don't know.
Come on. Yeah, let's get this episode.
Let's get this episode going. Oh, look, he finally put the thing. Oh, we didn't even see that for this
time. I was going to get a Red Bull on the way here, but I was like.
I've had two.
Yeah,
I can maybe tell. I need to stop. That's why
maybe
I'm
you should relax.
I'm not drinking. And also, it's dry January for me, y'all. And I'm so bored. And it's only because I'm social. I'm not an alcoholic. But it's just like I like to be social. I have a full bar at my house. But it's just like I haven't drank any of that because I don't want to. I just miss the social aspect. And I could not wait to put on makeup today. And I feel like I've never even had a full face of makeup on the podcast. And we've been doing this for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
But it's just like I couldn't wait to put on makeup. I haven't put on makeup since we went now, to that gala.
Look, you look your best and I look my fucking worst. This what we doing? Whatever. It's cool. It's,
you know, we balance you chose to do other. That because I literally said I was like, I dressed up a little bit. You know
I'm
what
used
I'm
to you looking dusty. No, I'm just kidding.
Period.
I knew you were gonna be dressed up for Heather's thing, but I knew. Okay, also another thing, I am breaking out severely. Mm-hmm. And like my skin has been so bad for like the last week. I do not really know exactly what's going on, but like I was like, there's no way I'm putting any makeup on my face.
Yeah,
like,
that's annoying.
I just can't. And I've been doing the no weave, no eyelashes. And then I'm breaking out, bitch. Like, I'm looking like disgusting.
They're really trying to humble you right
they're
now.
They're trying to, the Lord is trying to humble me. And like, bro, I was walking through the airport today. And people kept staring at me. And I'm like, normally I would think they're staring because I'm a bad bitch today. No.
No, they're staring at you because you're beautiful and you're a bad
they
bitch.
They were like, this bitch is crusty. No,
have you not been using the Winleve?
I have, but like I haven't been really on top of it because I've been traveling. So like every time, I'm not doing like my full skincare. Yeah. You know, like I'll like wash my face and then like put some lotion on.
That's the downside of traveling. Like you don't really keep up with the normal regimen or routine that you normally do.
And I have to be on top
of it. You
gotta
go to Mary Scott.
I'm going on Saturday.
Are you going on Saturday?
I've already made my appointment.
We need to
lock this and wrap this up. I can't. And then that's the other thing. I haven't been to Mary Scott in a while.
Yeah.
I had tried to like pick at my face. I'm never touching my face again. Like, I touched my face, was not on top of my Winleve. Like, I was just like, bruh.
Oh, I used to be addicted to picking my face. Oh, by the way, y'all. So, remember for our first live show, if you came and we had, like, the VIP and the meet and greet, did y'all use those Mary? Because we gave y'all, people probably weren't paying attention,
really
but we gave
discount.
Y'all a really good discount on the Mary Scott, like,
for her products.
And stuff, for her products. Go check that out, honestly.
And her products are really good.
Yeah, her products are really good. And they keep us in line.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I filmed for Heather and it was good, but I was just like, you know, I was yapping away. I was like, I was acting like it was my podcast.
I mean, she.
You know, I was like, this is us right now.
Was
you
she
know?
Drinking?
Yeah, she was drinking. She had her little wine.
She probably thought she was going to drink.
No, she knows because she follows me on Instagram. Okay. So she knew it was dry January. And I was so proud of myself because I literally it's been 21 days.
I'm proud of you. I didn't think you were going to be able
I didn't
to do
think
it.
I would either. Honestly. And you know what's crazy? I was like, I could have one little glass of wine, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
She already had a water set up for me, so I was like, okay, great.
Right.
Thank
you're
you.
Like,
you
no, know? No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, I'd be getting tore up with Heather. Every time I link her, I'd be getting
she's
tore
such
up.
A good, she's such a fun drunk. Like, yeah, she is. She like, is. She's a good drinker. She's a fun time to be around.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were going at that. And then, like, from there, I went home. We got our stuff. For the photo shoot
tomorrow.
Printed these cards out, and now we are here. So that was my week. I had an eventful day.
Yeah, an eventful day.
An eventful day.
Week. She was calling me every day like, I just am bored.
Girl, I was not doing all of that.
I have nothing to do with my life.
That is not true.
It was
she
like
was
two
still
days.
Calling me every day.
I know, I was, of course. I have to. I mean, there were parts where I was bored too, but I was pretty much drinking every day.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I need to hurry up and tighten up. Because, like, when the new year had started, I had, like, started getting into a little workout shit, and then the fire stuff happened.
Yeah, the fire stuff.
And it just shook everything.
Honestly, we can't be too hard on ourselves because it really was a lot with those fires mentally and emotionally. Yeah. It was really draining. Yeah. I'm just getting back in the rhythm. And you know what's crazy? I didn't serve today because usually I serve on Tuesdays, and I didn't serve today. But it's just like, I'm hoping that people are keeping it up because like it doesn't end just because, you know, the fires are ending. It's like still a lot of people that need that help.
Right.
And it's just, you know, we're still fighting the good fight out here.
Yes. It's so crazy because even while I was driving over here, something popped up on my car and it said Mercedes. What can you do to help the fires in California?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they not messing around.
Girl, they, no, but you can't, but should though. But girl, they lit a flame to Griffith Park.
Mm-mm, they be doing.
I was like, they need to find out who these arsonists are and lock them up below the jail cell because that's insane. Ugh,
I'm so tired of LA, bro. Like, even just being in Miami, like, and for as long as I was, like, just the difference of how alive it is out
really?
There compared to out here. It's like I could go out any night and to any restaurant, and it's going to be live.
Where'd you go? Like one spot.
I went to a bunch of places. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know. But I went to a bunch of places. But I'm just like, LA is just so dead. Like, it's just like, you can't do that. There's not going to be, you know, unless, I don't know. I'm just
I'm so surprised you didn't come back with apartment numbers and addresses.
I was looking at townhouses out there.
I'm crying. You are?
100%. I was looking at townhouses.
And how much were they?
I was looking at buying because my old friend is going to buy a house out there.
And you were like, oh.
I was like, well, let me go ahead and look. Because you know what? This might be fate after all. We might just have to get back together sooner than later.
No, I hate it here.
Right. No, literally. But, yeah, I was just like, ugh. And then coming back to all this shit, it's like.
Yeah, it's just a lot. Wait, are your kids back?
No, I have to go back and get them.
So you have to go all the way back to the Bay?
Yep, I got to go.
Also, you guys, we are not doing another show in Los Angeles. And we're not doing one in the Bay. Area, we are not doing a show in the Bay Area, so check out those flights to Arizona, baby, and let us know.
Right, because people say every day, come to
we're
the Bay.
We're not going.
We're not. Like, honestly, we're not, guys, we're literally we have to focus on these other cities because we already did California, and I just don't think it would be fair for us to do California twice, and then other people I've also been asking. So, y'all, just look at them. Quick little $50 flights on Spirit. If you get it now, it's going to be real
and
cheap.
And ain't nobody judging. I done took a Spirit. She was just in economy.
Barely premium.
Okay.
Wouldn't go that far. No, I'm just kidding.
No. That's hilarious. But
where's the card?
You know, so we did all of that. So do you want to, you know what I was thinking? Oh. We could do what? We could split up the topics. We could do Watched or Read towards the end of an episode.
Oh, how fun. I would love to. I'm just saying. I actually watched something good this week. So I
what
really
did you watch? All right, tell me.
I mean, it's not like a huge thing, but if you guys want to watch something good, go watch Missing You on Netflix.
I said that. That was my suggestion. That?
When?
Literally like two episodes ago.
Oh, I didn't even take your suggestion. When I just did that on my own.
You know, that's
what's
wrong with
you. I don't
listen
to your suggestions because they're all weird and lesbian-ish. I'm just kidding.
What?
Them lesbian books you be reading, you not slick.
I only read one lesbian book. Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
I'm acting like I'm not gay as hell.
Exactly. Anyway. She's a real lesbian over here. She didn't had sex with about three of my friends.
Oh, hell no. Nah. It was
two.
Definitely one.
Oh.
Definitely one.
Was it?
Anyways.
JK. Well, I watched something too.
What'd you watch?
I watched High Potential on Hulu. If you ever watched, like, if you were like a Monk fan, we love like mysteries and stuff because that's what the thing is. If you were like a fan of Monk, the show Monk back in the day, this one kind of reminds me of that and it's on Hulu. It's cool. It's like a cool little binge worthy thing to watch. I also watch Abbott Elementary too.
I love Abbott Elementary.
Calm down, bitch.
I want to be a guest on there. I would never be able to. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start acting and then maybe she'll let me on.
You know what I said on Heather's podcast, I was like, I can see myself being on SNL. I really can.
Oh, yeah, I could see that for sure.
I've always wanted to do that.
I mean, you're hilarious. Remember when one of our goals was to start getting good at stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
And we never did anything.
I know, but there's literally also no money in
comedy
either.
No, but honestly, Shy, Patreon idea. We go try to do the stand-up for one night.
You know, I did stand-up one night that for
oh,
5
yeah.
minutes.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to do it like you go and I go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is going to be so hard.
No, that will be so – we should do that for the Patreon.
That's going to be hilarious.
Let us know if y'all want us to go do
of course
stand-up comedy
do that, yeah.
one night. And like, so, oh, I just feel like I would crash and burn and piss on myself.
Honestly,
on stage.
The it's just as – so when I did it, I just was, because my, you know, Jamie, she does it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, all right,
which
I'll go
crazy
to.
Crazy because I don't see Jamie being like super naturally funny.
Oh, she is.
No, I fuck with
Jamie. She has like a dark, like dry humor.
Maybe I just have not really been around her enough. Like I like her as a person, but I just have never really caught the funny.
Yeah, no, like our like funny is just like all out in the open. Her like humor is like dry and like, you know what I'm saying?
I could see that with her personality.
So she was doing that. And so she was just like, you can go to one of these, like, I forgot what it's called, but it's something, it's like a little small crowd where they like test out there. It's like nothing but a bunch of other comedians who are testing out their jokes. So it's not really like an open mic situation.
So will we do that?
We would have to do that because you got to actually be.
I would feel more judged. I would feel more judged.
Yeah, no, they were they are judgy, but like you like that's the, that you have to do that. Or like I don't know how else there's another way to do it. So when I did it afterwards, I got a
thing. Can we practice together first?
Okay, we're getting ahead.
It's
of
not
ourselves.
A competition. Okay, sorry. We're going to talk about this off camera. Yeah.
But so basically, it's just as nerve-wracking as having like 5 people watch you versus like 400 like we had at the live show. Yes. It feels the exact same.
Oh, I can imagine. I would feel more judged by 4. It's
It's weird, right? Yeah. And it's just like you're looking at every, you can see every single one of them right. And be like, are they going to laugh? What is this joke? But yeah, right. So that's what we watched. Social media question. And I said I wanted to change this, but she was like, let's go dark.
Yeah, she freaking wrote it. I'm like, we don't have to always have something, you know, what they expect. Anyway, social media question of the week. What's worse, watching someone slowly die or finding out someone died out of nowhere? I'm going to say out of nowhere, duh.
Some people say, I would think out of nowhere too because it's extremely unexpected. Mm-hmm. And that's the greatest mystery of like, what happened? Why did this, you know? It catches you unexpected. But I've seen, because this really was a social media question. I was mm-hmm. reading the comments and some people were like, honestly, it's more of like a pain. It's more painful when you're watching someone die.
For me personally, my grandmother passed away in 2013 and I saw her sick pretty much my whole life with Parkinson's disease. I don't know if I've ever talked about that. But for me, when I was mentally prepared for mentally many prepared? Years.
So she was like that your whole life?
Well, she had Parkinson's. For almost my whole life, yeah, pretty much. And then, like, towards the end, she, like, was getting sick and, like, her health was declining and then she died.
Parkinson's disease, that's what I'm Googling.
It's the one that makes you shake. And my uncle has it as well. My uncle just got diagnosed last year. Keep in mind, it's very rare for it to run in the family.
Really?
But my uncle got it. And
better
I'm like,
watch out.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
No, seriously. I'd be like, no, I think I actually am going to get dementia. You know how bad my memory is. All jokes aside, like my memory is kind of too bad.
You know what you need to start doing? You need to start using your, right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
No, you're not.
I know.
Liar. You got to start using, like, I was reading this article, and it's like, you got to start using your left hand for stuff. So sometimes randomly, like, I don't know, it rewires the brain or something. So sometimes, like, I'll brush my teeth with my left hand, or I'll try to do, like, certain little
things
with my left
hand. And they're looking dumb. That shit don't work.
And they're looking dumb as hell, being like this. And be looking stupid as ever. But I'm like, I don't know. I just want to be able to be ambidextrous.
Right. Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. For what? No, I mean, when I was like really severely going through all my sensory stuff, I was taking lion's mane mushroom, which is like something that's really mm-hmm. good for like memory and stuff. I don't know if I noticed anything, but no. But so for me and my personal experience, I've seen somebody slowly pass and I've mm-hmm. seen somebody abruptly pass. So yeah. Definitely better to be mentally prepared. I mean, I've cried for pretty much everyone's funeral around me. Like literally, like mm-hmm. I have mourned you.
Yeah.
I have thought about the day that you pass away. I'm not going to say I'd be fully prepared, but I've been like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know?
You're sick.
But you know, I'm a psychopath when it comes to death.
Like you're saying it like that's normal. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I haven't, I don't want to be in that. I'm thankful that I haven't. I've had an abrupt death in my family before, mm-hmm. one of my first cousins. And I wasn't prepared and it hit me like a,
right.
But I don't know. I wouldn't be able to just, like, compare it to anything else,
right,
you
right.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do y'all think? What would y'all rather if you guys want to let us know in scenarios. The comments?
Or if you don't want to think about that because you have had it, it's fine, too.
Yeah, or you can expose yourself to it.
The one I was going to ask, because Heather asked it on the podcast, it was who would you get to play you? What actor would you ever want to play you in, like, a biopic? And I was like, Zendaya or Beyonce.
Why have I said Zendaya one time on Live as they said, bitch, get serious.
You said Zendaya?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God, what?
I love Zendaya. She's from the Bay.
She's from the Bay. You think everybody's from the Bay.
She really is
from the Bay because you thought Timothy Chalamet was
from
the
Bay.
She's tall and skinny and you're short and
I step. And what? And what were you going to say? Fat as hell. No.
Zendaya for you is
I
crazy.
Just love Zendaya.
Who else would it be, though? Because I can understand me being Zendaya.
There's only one baddest bitch in the world. They can't replicate me.
Kim Kardashian.
Aw, she.
Yeah, that's why I said Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because y'all look just alike. Any fucking ways. Bitch, you need a giraffe to play.
Black China gonna play me.
Black China? That's way off. No, but wait, what was I about to say? I feel like it was,
Who would play you, though?
I don't know. I don't know who would blame me. There's nobody who really looks like me, for real.
Somebody white.
No. Okay. So, you know, all of the freaking also all the Trump stuff has been going on.
Yeah.
It's been a lot. It's definitely been crazy. I mean, I was mentally already expecting all of this to go on because I remember when Trump was in office last time, and it just like kind of gave like people who were like undercover racist and gave all the Nazis like, you know, a comfortable place to thrive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, obviously you see Elon get on stage and do the whole freaking salute or whatever thing.
Mm-hmm. Which is absolutely insane. And I see people justifying it by saying he's autistic or that's not it. Or they're changing the name to it's a Roman hand signal.
Ain't nobody.
And that is exactly what right. we said it is. It's, right. It was crazy. And I don't know. I don't know why he think he got he's so much money. Them Jewish people do not play.
Who is Jewish? Elon Musk is not Jewish.
I'm saying Jewish people do not play.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the world is damn near run by them.
But
you know?
I mean, he's the richest one, though.
I know, right? So it's just like, but really if matter. All of them, is he richer than all of them, too?
Yes, he is. Is he not the richest man in the world right now, or is it Bezos?
I don't know. Is Bezos
it's
Jewish?
Him. It's him. It's one of them. I don't know. It was all three of the richest men were behind him. Whatever. Besides the point, what do you think about Trump saying now there are only two genders?
I'm not talking about that.
You
Trump
don't
also
talk about that.
No, I don't. Because I don't got time for that. Trump did so much heinous shit today that we couldn't even fit into a graphic. So here's a notes app list. If you want to talk about it, by all means, go at it.
Why do you not want to talk about it?
Because I don't want to. This isn't a safe space about that. Those type of situations.
Okay, so you feel like you can't openly speak about things on the pod?
No, I can't.
Can you tell them why you think that?
Because they're mean and they're not so nice all the time.
Have you been getting a lot of backlash lately?
I have been getting a lot of backlash, so I don't want to speak on it. Mm-hmm. So it's literally like I've been getting a lot of backlash for common sense things. You know what I'm saying? And like honestly, I really do think a lot of my situations have been like common sense and like even factual, like factual, statistically proven statements that I've made. And
right.
And it's just like I think that since Trump has been in office, COVID racism is a thing. Like, it's undercover, secretly
100%.
Bigoted racism. You know, like, it genuinely is. And it's just, like, there are certain things.
So do you feel like people started attacking you when you said the whole...
Sure did.
What was it? You said black people something.
Black... And this is a literal... Maybe my timing, I will admit my timing can be off. But what I said was most black men or black people are guilty until proven innocent versus every other race is innocent until proven guilty. And yes. I literally put on my Instagram story statistics labeling, bam, 80% of black people are incarcerated. I put all of these statistics. So it's just like, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, and it's upsetting to me and my homegirls that... That like I feel like this is exactly what people want. They want you to be quiet. They want to silence you because you know.
And that's what you just allowed them to do.
And that's what I'm gonna keep allowing them to do when it comes to the genders because I'm not getting into that.
I mean, but here's my thing. Obviously, you don't have to say anything you don't want to say, but I think that you're feeding into it too much. Like what they are saying to you, like your opinion is your opinion.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you have statistics to back it up. You can stand in that and be comfortable in that. Quit going back and forth with those fucking
people. I'm
not
going back and forth with them
and
anymore.
And why are you letting them... You're letting these people sit, have you be on your show and be like, I'm not going to talk about shit. I understand that's the same
thing. Well, I'm not
topic.
Talking about... The, I'm in general, I'm not talking about the two female
about
one.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not asking you
I'm
to
not
talk
about
that.
That one.
But I'm talking about just in general.
Because
like,
I get called homophobic for literally saying that. And this is annoying to me because I'm all about love and respect and like people allowing people to. You can literally be a goddamn lizard and go by a lizard if that's what you want to go by. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't care about the two gender thing either. It's like you can be whatever the hell you want to be. I got called homophobic for literally being like, I don't want my man to be sucking dick on the side. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, and I'm like, I stand by these things. That's my personal
Which
preference.
Which is why I don't think that you should allow it to affect you so much. Cause honestly, like I have started to see it like get to you a little bit and
what?
like just like having people say these things to you.
Yeah, they really are. They really
And I know
been.
It's hard for you to deal with like that type of stuff. Like I feel like you're just the kind of person, I feel like you're so used to like, you know, always being happy and always having everybody love you and like, you know, all of these things. So like, if you say anything that, you know, might rub people the wrong way, I don't feel like you're not completely used to any type of backlash yet. But I mean, I don't want you to, I don't want you to stress about it or like feel a type of way or like think, you know, fuck them people.
Yeah.
They gonna say shit about us all the time because we on here talking.
No, yeah, I completely understand that. I just think and I get that and I get what you're saying and I hear you. And literally the verse, because I've been journaling again, you guys. Nice. The first verse, I literally wrote it in my, notes that I needed to take a picture of that because I wasn't by my phone. Mm-hmm. The verse of the day for Monday was, I'm going to look it up and I'm posting it on my story. But it was, it spoke to me because it was just like, you can't feed into negative energy. And I have been feeding into it because it's been coming at me a lot more. And usually I like, even when I have had hate, I just be ignoring it. Mm-hmm. But because I'd be like, all right, that's reasonable. You said a valid point. And, you know, I don't really care. I'd be like, in certain comments, I'd be like, tough crowd. And, like, I laugh it off. But these are, like, things that, like, I am actually kind of, like, passionate about and I stand on. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, y'all are wrong. Mm-hmm. And y'all are mad at me because y'all are wrong.
But you know that a lot of the time people are just saying shit just to say it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be upset at these people saying shit just to say it. Because, like, you know, to me, people say shit to me to piss me off all the time. Even if they know it's a lie. And even if they know it's bullshit.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the gender situation, like, I'm just tired of, like, being called a homophobe. First of all, I ain't scared of nobody. A phobia is being afraid of something, and that's not what it is.
So. I've never been scared of no
homo. So it's just, like, I'm trans. Like, I'm not none of those things. Yeah. So it's just, like, I have a...
People are too sensitive these days. And like, can't even say an opinion.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you're transphobic or homophobic.
And if we're going to say anything about it, that they're damn near the biggest bullies right now. You know what I'm saying? You can't say anything about that community.
It's anybody. Everybody's just overly sensitive. Like, honestly, like, I don't know. I had said something on Twitter and I was like, I'm tired of seeing trans girls talk down on women. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't we all just get along? And basically, it was like some trans girls like, you're transphobic and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, y'all can't just throw shit around.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, bro. And then
because
when
it's an easy out. Like, because y'all don't want to hear nothing about shit. Like, you get what I mean?
Like, Jesus.
So to me, I don't know. That shit is irritating as hell. And then there was even a comment, I think it was last week, when that one person was like, oh, like, I watched the show, but I'm trans. And, like, I don't know if I feel comfortable because they seem like homophobic or trans. And I'm like, we're not transphobic, homophobic, nothing. We don't care. But like at the end of the day, like everybody's going to have their personal opinion about situations. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want a man that I've ever been with to suck some dick. Like, bro. Like,
and that's I personally stand with, I am a cis woman. So I'm going to stand with cis women. Like, I do. Like, of course I accept trans women, like whatever the case may be. But I don't want to see nobody bashing cis women. Like, you get what I mean? So to me, I'm always stand up for them. Like, I'll stand up for you too, but like, exactly. I mean, you get what I mean?
Like, I'm always stand up for black people,
right? But IDK, so that's just my personal opinion on the matter. We definitely don't have to get into the opinions on the there's only two genders thing, but
yeah, I'll read a few of the things. He said he left the World Health Organization, left the Paris Climate Agreement, expanded the death penalty by a lot, took away birthright citizenship. This will hopefully not hold up. Oh, wait.
Citizenship is crazy.
Yeah, completely gutted foreign aid programs, revoked all offshore wins, halted pretty much all immigration at the U.S.-Mexican border, revoked 78 of Biden's executive orders, including ones that protected immigrants, LGBTQ+ people, women voting rights, public health, and the environment, revoked an executive order that lowered prescription drugs for the people on Medicare and Medicaid. Damn.
A lot of stuff. Right.
Yeah, look.
So no more Ozempic? No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, I'm wrapping it up.
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, honestly, it did bring me to like one of the topics because I mean, I don't know. I think that the TikTok ban, which really like, I literally said something on my story. And like, if you followed me for a while or even before this, like on my stories, I like post like it's my close friends. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? Like I'm always like, I post my opinion. I post a lot of like just personal stuff all the time. Like it's really fun there. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. I literally said while TikTok was banned, everybody was losing their shit. And I literally was just like, I literally made a joke. I was like, calm your tits. You know, TikTok is literally going to be back up soon.
I didn't even care, honestly.
Literally, I knew it would be back. I wasn't tripping. I wasn't, like, I seen so many people on my timeline, on my story. you know how many people were like, you always on the wrong side of history. I was like, what did I say?
But these people, you have to understand also what I had to remind myself of earlier. These people be kids. Like, they be fucking
actual
kids.
Children.
That's so why I'm like, shut the hell up with your little ass. Like, honestly, I don't give a fuck what you are even talking about.
And that's why I literally be like, sometimes, like, that's why I'm like, it's no point because they're not, like,
your brain is not even fully
developed. Your brain's
developed.
Not fully developed. I can't even talk about it. Like, I love y'all. I respect you. I'm glad that you're here. I'm able to be an adult and accept multiple different opinions. Mm-hmm. And I love to see things from, I pride myself on seeing things from multiple perspectives. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm very understanding about everybody's situation. And it's just like sometimes when I don't get that same respect in return, mm-hmm. when I know I'm being like valid, it's annoying. But it's literally like I said, like literally this Monday, I was like, I'm going to stop engaging in that.
People are dumb, though.
Yeah, they really
they're literally dumb. Like, you can't, like, it just comes to a point. You just have to quit going back and forth with them.
Yeah.
People. I was on live on TikTok live earlier, and I was literally like, y'all are just dumb. Every time I come on here, y'all saying some dumb shit. Like, I just can't even do it. But with the TikTok ban thing, like, that was hell. Like, I literally knew before they even put the message, before they even did anything, I said, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to take TikTok down. Trump's going to put it. They're going to try to make it seem like, oh, Trump brought it back, blah, 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 all this shit.
They said back because of Trump's efforts.
And it's not. It's not. It was down because of him. And then it got back up because he wanted to seem like a cap and save him because TikTok
He wanted to put on that little cape.
Right. Like, bro, it was so many against Trump on TikTok specifically where the younger people are. Like, when the whole, like, you know, Kamala and mm-hmm. him thing was going on. So he probably did that, like, I'm going to win the young people over so they're not going to hate me anymore. This is how I'm going to do it. But regardless of the fact, it's all bullshit. Can't wait for him to be out of office. Like, I mean, we just going to have to thug it out.
Yeah.
What are we to do? Can't do nothing about it.
And, you know, it's crazy to me seeing all these people that actually did vote for him. And he's so... I laughed. I'm not going to lie to you. I laughed when he said he was changing the... Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Say, okay.
I was like,
"You doing too much? Too much?
Hates Mexico at this point."
Like,
I'm like, "Damn,
right? Like, to you?
He got beef with them.
He
for
must
real.
Have got his heart broke by a Mexican bitch. Back
Look, I swear.
he said, get them all out of here.
And Melania Trump looking like the hamburger with that goddamn hat on. I was like, baby, what's going on?
Oh my God.
She knew me dressing. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes
that outfit was trash, though.
That outfit was crazy, and that hat was down to the brim right here.
And then and then Kim Kardashian posted it and showed her true little Republican colors. I mean, but we kind of knew that because her son had came up talking about Kamala, said something about her. I'm like, of course, if your kid's talking down on a politician, it's clearly something they're hearing in the damn house.
So, oh, of course, 1,000%. But it's like, I mean, look.
But I mean, also, it's just also what's so weird to me is how Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, is like so pro-Trump, and like he's literally like stripping your rights away, and you're just like, yeah, Trump. And it's like, did you see the tweet where they said, why are you excited? He wants you to be called Bruce again, or some shit like.
I said,
it's ridiculous.
I said from the jump, like, honestly, like, there are certain things that I could see where he's coming from. Like I say, and like they tore me up over that. Like, you seem like you voted for Trump. No, I voted for Kamala.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
But I could see, but it's like, no, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. I obviously voted for who I voted for, but I could not understand. I could not understand the LGBTQ+ community voting for them. I couldn't understand the Mexican either. I was just like,
I was like,
what?
Are y'all up?
He's
bro in Texas, like damn near so many Latino
but they voted
people.
For who they voted for, and now they at that border crime. But sorry,
now but, y'all well about to get sent
I'm,
off.
I'm just kidding. We're just kidding, you guys. Please,
JK,
we love
please don't
y'all.
Cancel us.
Please don't cancel us.
We love
us. We need
our
y'all
Latino
to show
community.
To, we love the Latino community, and we need y'all to show up to the Arizona show.
That was just a little joke.
It was just a little joke.
Us.
Please don't cancel us. Look,
but
just
no,
I don't
for real
talk
though,
about
if you voted for Trump and you're
and
a
then,
Latino, or
why I always got to educate myself? Why can't I just be dumb? No, I'm just kidding.
Why can't I be dumb like y'all? It's like, nah.
What else was it?
But yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on, y'all. I mean, we just want to make sure that y'all get them Arizona tickets and. Go subscribe to the Patreon because we're having a lot of videos up there. We're about to do jujitsu also.
Oh, yeah.
In a, like a day or so. So
jujitsu is self-defense.
We're going to be kicking ass and taking names.
Exactly. And yours is going to be one of them. We don't see you on the receipt.
Right. So please go get the Arizona tickets. They're going. They're about to be gone. We want to see y'all all, meet y'all all. We love you. And goodbye.
Goodbye.